When researchers at the Center for Media and Democracy and investigative reporters scratch beneath the surface of legislative campaigns in many states pushing stand-your-ground gun laws, measures to make it more difficult for Democratic Party constituency groups to vote, and other conservative initiatives, they found ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC brings together state legislators and corporations, which launch coordinated efforts to rewrite state laws by producing model bills that are then proposed, debated, and voted on in state capitals around the U.S. Since the murder of Trayvon Martin in Florida, in widespread controversy focusing on ALEC-sponsored voter suppression legislation, ALEC has lost both corporate members and donors. Now a new investigation launched by the Center for Media and Democracy has exposed ALEC's under-the-radar partner in their state legislative campaigns. The State Policy Network, or SPN, founded in 1992, is funded by many of the same right-wing foundations, corporations, and wealthy donors, including the billionaire Koch brothers, who shower money on ALEC. While appearing to be a group of like-minded but independent think tanks, SPN produces reports, presents statistics, and drafts talking points in support of right-wing legislation under cover of what appears to be a neutral, nonpartisan, nonprofit charitable organization. Your reporter spoke with Rebecca Wills, a reporter and researcher with the Center for Media and Democracy, who talks about her recent report titled Exposed, The State Policy Network, the powerful right-wing network helping to hijack state politics and government.
What it is a web of, at this point, 64 state affiliates in every single state in the country that are major drivers of the ALEC-backed corporate agenda in state houses nationwide. They have deep ties to the Koch brothers in many cases, and the national right-wing network of funders at large. Some of them seem to be skirting tax laws while they actually orchestrate extensive lobbying and political operations to peddle their legislative agenda to state legislators. And all the while, they report little or no lobbying activities.
If you could sum up their agenda, what are their primary issues that they push, and what is it they do towards that end?
Well, as you might expect, because as we uncovered, they have quite a bit of corporate funding. They really push a corporate-backed agenda, and that runs from undermining workers' rights by pushing so-called right-to-work laws in states and so-called paycheck protection, to undermining environmental protections and regulations, to trying to tear down public education and replace it with a for-profit model there as well as in really every sector. It works very closely with groups like Americans for Prosperity, as well as ALEC. And so the things we might say about those groups' agendas, we can say to a large extent about the SPN agenda.
Now, maybe you could give us some examples of some of the specific legislation or public policy initiatives that they've started up with.
Well, as I said, right to work, so-called right to work, is one of the major policy points that they worked on. In Michigan, where, of course, they passed right to work quite recently, the Mackinac Center is the SPN affiliate there in the state. And that group has been working more or less since its founding to turn Michigan into a right-to-work state. In fact, it won an award from SPN, its top award at its most recent annual meeting, for getting that legislation passed in Michigan. And yet, Mackinac Center has not reported any lobbying to the IRS for the past several years, over the course of which it's done extensive work towards getting that bill passed into law. For-profit online education, there have been a raft of these types of bills coming out of ALEC, some of which are introduced by some SPN member groups, many of which are then taken back to the states by the ALEC legislators, but also pushed back in their home states by these SPN affiliates. So there's several of them. What ends up happening is that these for-profit online education companies like K-12 Inc., which is the biggest one, and Connections Academy, get a major boost because all of a sudden these laws are passed and they're allowed into more and more states across the country, which is a major benefit for their bottom line. And K-12 Inc. is one of the national web group SPN's funders.
Tell us about specifically who we know funds the work of the State Policy Network.
Yeah, so that was one of the major discoveries we made in this report. In the past, we've been able to uncover a little bit about the foundation donors to the State Policy Network as a whole. As you know, all of these groups, they're registered as 501c3 nonprofits, and so they don't have to disclose their donors. but we were unable to discover a list of donors to, again, the National Group, State Policy Network, for 2010. And some of the groups on that list are what you'd expect. So what's been called the right-wing ATM Donors Trust was on there, giving in between $250,000 and $600,000. But also BMO Harris Bank, GlaxoSmithKline, AT&T, Microsoft, Verizon, Kraft Foods, the tobacco companies, Philip Morris, Altria, and Reynolds American. And then more recently in 2013, some companies and nonprofits that sponsored the recent SPN annual meeting included some newer companies to SPN's funding list, like Facebook and the e-cigarette company Enjoy. Comcast did as well. Americans for Tax Reform, which is an affiliated group, and there's a whole list of sort of affiliated nonprofits that also funded and sponsored SPN's latest meeting.
Rebecca, maybe talk a little bit more about the relationship between the State Policy Network and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is infamous as a result of previous work and research done by the Center for Media and Democracy for promoting anti-labor legislation, voter suppression legislation, stand your ground gun laws, and a whole slew of other things that I think most Americans find themselves opposed to.
One of the ways that was sort of most obvious was that all of these SPN affiliates take this ALEC legislation and they push it in their home states. And we did a review of their websites and we found that all of them then do that. But in addition, and you know, more strikingly, we found that at least 35 of SPN's current affiliates have more direct ties to ALEC. So they sit on the task forces. They introduce or in the past have introduced quote-unquote model legislation. And they've really direct ties via those task forces to those legislators.
That was Rebecca Wills, a reporter and researcher with the Center for Media and Democracy. Find a link to her report titled Exposed, The State Policy Network, the powerful right-wing network helping to hijack state politics and government, on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.